We continue to salute the Metroplex. Here in Rockwall this morning, we send the great Gordo out with the wireless microphone to meet Rockwall.
Boy, it's getting loud out here, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it's getting loud.
It might get loud. This is a rowdy breakfast crowd. I think half of them are drunk. Yeah, let's talk to this guy here. Look at this big guy. What's your name, sir?
John.
John?
Yeah, this is like my worst nightmare.
Oh, it is? Having breakfast pizza?
No, Gordon.
How long you lived in Rockwall?
10 years.
10 years? Where'd you move from?
Dallas.
And what'd you do in Dallas?
Same thing I'm doing here.
Which is?
Work.
Pizza.
What kind of work, John?
I work for a medical company.
Okay. Awfully generic. John, who works for a medical company. Nice. Are these your boys here?
They are.
Conceived in wedlock?
Yes.
All right. First marriage?
Yes.
Good. Well, congratulations. How long have you been married?
I'm no longer married.
Okay. Way to go, Gordon.
Way to go.
Sorry.
Way to go.
So just, they were from the first.
All right. Well, how many years were you married?
16.
Well, there you go. That's a nice medium length of time to be married. Good job.
Do you see why this is my nightmare now?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, John.
No, thank you.
God bless you. I know you're going through a tough time. All right. Let's talk to this young lady here. What's your name, ma'am?
Brittany.
How old are you, Brittany?
26.
26. And you live here in Rockwall?
About 10 minutes from here.
Oh, you live 10 minutes from here. What town you live in?
Garland.
Garland, okay. You like visiting Rockwall?
Yes.
Does your boyfriend or husband live here?
With my husband.
Okay. I guess he lives probably in Garland, too, or doesn't he?
He probably lives with me, you know.
Has he made you have a baby?
No.
Okay. Do you want to have children?
Not for like 5 years.
Not for like 5 years. All right, I'll come back around in 5 years. Thank you. Thank you. All right, look at these guys over here. What's your name, sir? Come on, you can talk.
Robert.
Robert. And Robert, what kind of truck you drive?
Silverado.
Told you. Chevy guy.
Nailed it. And have you ever driven Ford?
No.
Well, you're a Chevy guy through and through?
Through and through.
Do you have the Calvin and Hobbes thing on the back of your window? Urinating thing?
No.
And are you married?
No.
Were you ever?
Yes.
Gosh. Way to go, Gordon. Way to go.
Way to go.
Bring that up.
What happened there?
Not on the air.
Not on the air. She finds someone who didn't drive a truck?
Bingo.
Uh-oh. We hit on that one. All right.
Hey, Gordo, the gentleman in the white here is the mayor of
Rockwall.
Yes,
he is. This is the mayor, and he's actually wearing a golf shirt that says Mayor Rockwall, Texas.
It's kind of a big deal, you know. So
do they give you that? Does that come free with the office?
Yeah, they give me one. I made them get me about five more. So
how long have you been mayor?
I've been mayor. I'm in my fourth year.
And your name is what?
David Sweet.
David Sweet, that's right. This is your fourth year. So, and when you started as your mayorship, you had a full head of hair. What happened there?
Yeah. That's a very stressful job, Gordo. Come on now.
All right, how many residents are in Rockwall?
A little bit, right about 42,000 people.
42,000, and when you took office, how many? A little bit more than that.
Yeah, exactly. Random matter. In the about 38,000 people.
38,000. So you're growing the city. Now, what was your main agenda when you were elected mayor? Did you run on a platform of universal health care or what? What'd you do?
It was all about power and control, Gordo.
Oh, you ran on a platform of power and control. What is your chief objective before you leave the office? How were you just reelected or what happened?
I'm going to take office as our county judge in January. So I've got about 6 months left on the job. So
what happened to the mayor deal?
It was a big and better thing for me to take off and take another job.
Did you run for re-election?
Yeah, I was re-elected unopposed in 2011. I'm in the last portion of my term, and I ran for county judge and was elected. So,
What do you plan to do as county judge?
Again, it's all about the power thing and the control.
This guy should not hold office.
I think he should.
He's not taking it seriously.
He should, at the very least, plan on dismissing my traffic tickets, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Now we know who to call.
And did you grow up in Rockwall?
No, I didn't. I grew up in Mesquite.
Ooh,
carpetbagger.
Rivalry, yeah.
So when did you move to Rockwall?
I've been out here about 13 years.
Okay. Well, I guess that counts for something. Married with children?
Yes, I do. I'm married. I've got two little boys.
Oh, congratulations. You want anything to say hi to them?
Yes. Hi, Kim. Hi, Austin. And hi, Brody.
Oh, which one's the wife?
Shout out.
Yeah, that's Kim.
Well, Kim's the wife. Okay. I thought it may have been Brody for some reason. All right. Well, thank you. That's the mayor of Rockwall, which no one, everybody respect your mayor.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's wearing his robe and his cape.
He is the first mayor that I've seen that says mayor on his
Isn't that
shirt?
Weird? That's so right weird. Here, how right you doing, here. Ma'am?
Hi, how are you?
What's your name?
Robin.
Robin, and what do you do for a living, Robin?
I'm the museum curator at the Rockwall County Historic Foundation.
See there? Look at that. Now, what do you guys have in that museum? You got the, is it the Mona Lisa in there? What, where is that one? Which museum?
We actually have rocks from the rock wall.
The actual rocks from the rock wall. Okay. What else?
We have everything dating all the way back to 1840.
Do you have any Shoshone arrowheads?
We have some arrowheads, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shoshone?
Cherokee, I think.
Okay, Cherokee. What is the most expensive item that you have in your museum?
Oh, we can't price things because of fear of theft from outside.
Come on, people are going to steal arrowheads?
Rocks?
You don't have anything really expensive?
Oh, sure, yeah. We have, you know, all the vintage things that are...
That's awfully generic. Could you be more specific?
No, we don't have, I don't have a...
They don't have anything of value. That's it, yeah. All right, well, thank you, ma'am.
Gordon.
Yeah.
Got to get this guy head coach of the Yellow Jackets.
Oh, this is the head coach of the Yellow Jackets.
Okay.
You can see he takes fitness very seriously. About his 12th breakfast taco here.
I really came up here to meet Ducey this morning. Is he around?
He didn't make it. He didn't make it.
I wish he was.
How are the Yellow Jackets doing?
Well, we haven't lost a game yet this year.
Okay.
All right.
He's an optimist.
They're off to a good start.
All right, well, thank you, Coach Yellow Jacket. And you, sir, what's your name?
Dennis.
And how long you lived here, Dennis?
About 5 years.
About 5 years. You got a big-ass hat. What's going on with that?
That's part of my job. I work on a cutting horse ranch north of town here.
Yeah, George.
Okay.
Cutting horse ranch.
That's good.
So these horses, I guess they have emotional problems. Why are they cutting?
Well, they're cutting cattle, not emotional problems.
All right, I got you. And how much a hat like that cost?
Oh, about $130.
Oh, that's look
a good,
at that.
Yeah, that's a good hat.
Yeah, that's
big
an urban
hat
cowboy for you right there. Well, God bless you. You married?
No, I lost her.
Way to go, Gord. Sir, we are so sorry, sir.
To another guy.
Oh. Okay. Well, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Not a problem.
There you go. A little flavor of Rockwall.
Let's end on that high there. Right. Okay. Thank you, Rockwall.